From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. A week after 17 Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School students and staff were gunned down, Broward School Board convened for a shortened version of its regularly scheduled monthly meeting. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman was there this morning for what was a solemn and agonizing hour.
Griffin Elementary students opened Broward County's first school board meeting since last week's Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting with the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem. The kids were in their classroom, their voices reaching the board conference room through a live-streamed video, so they weren't there to see how their performance was received, how poignant it seemed, as their community mourned 14 other children and three staff members who were slaughtered in the Valentine's Day attack. Superintendent Robert Runcie and school board members quietly wiped away tears as the students joyfully completed their task.
There are no words to describe the sorrow and the grief that this community is feeling.
This is Runcie.
We have lost some wonderful, promising children and truly dedicated teachers and administrators.
The names of those angels are as follows.
Reciting the victims' names was an exercise that proved almost too much for board member Abby Friedman. She wept as one of her colleagues held her hand and rubbed her back. This is Friedman.
This unspeakable act of violence will not define us. I assure you that the voices of our children will bring about the change that is needed for this world.
After an hour of only the most time-sensitive business pending before them, they adjourned. The board members had funerals to attend. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Fort Lauderdale.